We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stephen Head of the Morning Now, 8:47 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. Governor calls a special session of Kansas legislature to tackle pandemic legislation. President Trump urges governors to get tough on lawbreakers during protests. More than 5,000 arrested in protesting and rioting in U.S. cities over the death of George Floyd while in police custody in Minneapolis. Three big things. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
We have a moving left lane closure on the Kansas Turnpike, I-35, and that's going to be today from Belle Plaine all the way up to Webb Road. And so a moving road construction lane closure there. Watch out for that northbound on the Turnpike. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and warm today with a high of 89 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 70. Wednesday, sunny and warmer still. Tomorrow's high, 94. Wow, sounds like summer's here. Now mostly cloudy, south wind to 10 miles per hour and 67 degrees. Are you considering implementing a work-at-home policy? VoxLink can help your business make a smooth transition toward the remote office environment and save you 35% or more on your monthly bill. Call 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465. Let me try that again. 869-5465. VoxLink. Coming up on 850 now, Stephen Ted. As America continues to open, some airports are looking to cutting-edge technology to help keep passengers safe and healthy.
Fox on Tech.
Some airport officials are planning to keep a close eye on whether passengers are getting too close to each other. Social distancing is about to get a big boost from technology. Miami, one of the first seven airports in the country to roll out motion analytics technology called Safe Distance. The system will help airports practice safe social distancing and gather data from movements in line. Fiona Strenz is the co-founder of CrowdVision.
If you imagine every person in there is a moving dot, you can get a really good kind of image from above of where everyone is, how they're clustered, how they're moving, how far apart they are from each other, and so on.
Some travelers say the new regulations give them more peace of mind when they travel.
I've been, you know, flying since the whole thing started, so, I mean, I was a little concerned in the beginning, but, I mean, I think more comfortable with it now.
Developers say the technology used could also work in other crowded spaces like casinos, train stations, and shopping malls. With Fox on Tech, Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street Monday after shaking off a wobbly start. The S&P climbed 11 points. The index is coming off its second month of solid gains. Investors are balancing cautious optimism about the reopening of businesses shut down because of the virus pandemic against worries that the civil unrest across the U.S. over police brutality could disrupt the economic recovery and widen the outbreak. Stocks have now recouped most of their losses after a breathtaking skid in February and March. The S&P 500 still down about 10% from the all-time high it reached in February. The Dow rose 92 points Monday. The Nasdaq rose 62. And federal health officials, health authorities, have received reports of nearly 26,000 nursing home residents dying from COVID-19. That's according to materials prepared for the nation's governors. That number is partial and likely to go higher. A letter from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports more than 60,000 cases of coronavirus illness among nursing home residents. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Wichita's public bikes are going away. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the company that runs Wichita's bike sharing program is calling it quits. Zagster appears to be a victim of the COVID-19 pandemic. The company is pulling its bicycles and stations out of Wichita and is ending hundreds of programs around the nation. The company said it was disabling accounts immediately and asked any questions be directed to an email. Wichita City Transit Director Mike Tan said he was notified by Zagster of the decision Friday. The design of Wichita State's new business school building has been modified. That means the price tag has also been modified. Woolsey Hall now has an estimated completion cost of $60.5 million. That's up $10.5 million from projections last fall. Business School Dean Larissa Jennan told the WBJ that funding for all but $5 million of the building has been secured. It's expected to be complete in the spring of 2022. And a new federally backed loan program with loan limits from $500,000 to $200 million is preparing to launch in the next few weeks. The Federal Reserve announced in April it would begin a $600 billion Main Street lending program. It was to begin in April but was delayed. It was developed to support relief loans for small and middle market companies with no more than 15,000 employees or $5 billion in annual revenue. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. 8:53 now, Steve and Ted. And, of course, the news this morning, as was alluded to there, Zagster taking down the Wichita bicycles because of the pandemic. And it's an idea to just get bicycles out there available to the public so you could, if you're to a park or someplace, rent a bike for a while and just take it back and leave it at a certain place. But because of the pandemic, people haven't been using them, apparently afraid to spread germs that way. I don't know. Ted, are you a bicycle person?
I guess I'm not. I was when I was a kid.
I have my wife and I each have a bike, and we haven't used them in several years. They're sitting in the garage. They need to be tires pumped up, and just haven't used them.
My brother Andy is a big biker.
Is he a biker?
Yes. He's been hitting the bicycle in recent months.
It's a great way to, you know, to enjoy the. It's probably easier on your knees than what I'm doing with my jogging, but I've been blessed with terrific knees. I never have any knee problems at all. And you said
you are blessed. So many people have that problem.
Of course, you know, my wife, Shelly's had both of her knees replaced. Mm-hmm. And
so has my mom.
Yeah. Your mom had both of hers, too.
Yep.
That's right. But anyway, when we were kids, we had four boys in our family. And it seemed like my older brother, the oldest, like you, always had this very nice English racer-type bike that he'd gotten somewhere. And we could not touch us. The other three, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, we couldn't touch that bike.
Eek.
At penalty of being, clobbered. So Dad found us a bike. Every now and then he'd buy a bike. It's some used thing, some awful thing. And it was so bad that instead of riding the bike, usually the three of us, we couldn't figure out who's going to ride it, for one thing. So the three of us just walked or ran wherever we went.
Yeah.
We didn't use the bike.
Gets the job done.
But, I've got a bicycle in the garage. I'm going to fish that thing out here one of these days and take it for a spin if the tires will hold air.
When I first started riding a bike, it was the Bicentennial. It was 76. And I think it was a red, white, and blue bike my parents got me. It said Spirit of 76 on it.
All right.
It was sweet.
I'll bet it was cool.
It was fantastic.
All right, Ted. Coming up here at 9 o'clock here in KNSS, we've got news coming up at 9, another night of violence for several cities. We're coming at that at 9 o'clock here on KNSS. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Going to be warm today with a high around 89 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy and 67 degrees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.